You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, and today's episode is brought to you by the Live NBA Draft Show, because that is a place to catch NBA Draft GOAT Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Rafael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales, as they'll be live this year covering the NBA Draft. Make sure you follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch the live coverage, which begins tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is Thursday, July 29th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, Jay wants to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment number two, we're going to talk about a logical path for Quinn Ewers if he does what we'll discuss to open the show. Segment three, Brandon Simberg from BustingBrackets.com will help us learn more what we can expect for Dwayne Washington Jr. during tonight's NBA draft. But before we get to any of that, we discuss a bomb that was dropped on Ohio State Buckeye fans on Wednesday afternoon via Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. Does a phenomenal job of covering college football at the national level. And just like in basketball, there were Woj bombs, and the Woj bombs don't come as frequently as they used to with him at ESPN and Shams at Yahoo. They are the two insiders that most people rely on. Sometimes Shams gets more of the bombs that Woj used to get because Shams is a guy that's very tapped in because he learned a lot from Woj. Well, Woj used to have the Woj bomb, and this is the equivalent of a bomb in college football. Just last week, we had the Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, and that thing moved very, very quickly. Just like Jay mentioned last week, the SEC found a way to dominate the entire week. Their SEC media days was Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, it surely seemed like the OU and Texas to the SEC, that was pretty much a done deal, even though it's not a done deal yet, almost a week later. And now we get some news about Quinn Ewers. Yes, Quinn Ewers, the number one recruit in the 2022 recruiting class. And it's come out and it's been stated by him, his parents, via an article that Pete Thamel wrote, that Quinn Ewers might forego his senior season in high school at South Lake Carroll High School down there in Texas to enroll at Ohio State a year early. Yes, you heard that correct. Quinn Ewers, there's a possibility that Quinn Ewers might forego his senior year of high school. Yes, skip his senior year of high school, play hooky the entire year, not really playing hooky, just dropping, finishing school early, very, very quickly, and going to Ohio State. Quinn Ewers has a chance to win a state championship this year. His high school plays in a 12,000-seat stadium, spent $15 million to build said stadium, has a chance to win a state title, and all of a sudden, because there's a possibility of Quinn Ewers being able to make $1 million via endorsement deals that he could sign going to Ohio State early, that money he cannot make while in Texas, because Texas NIL legislation does not allow endorsement deals to be given to high school athletes in the state of Texas. So Quinn Ewers, his dad has a really, really good paying job. His mom is a teacher. His mom's a fourth grade teacher. I think his dad's in the oil business. They are not hurting for the money, but from what his dad states, his dad says, and I quote, "It's just the principle of it," end quote. His dad said, hey, if I can make $1 million and go to school early and make more money now than I would be if I waited 4 months to enroll at Ohio State, why not leave high school and go do that very thing? One interesting detail about this, and I'm going to read this word for word from the article about Quinn Ewers, and this is about how Quinn Ewers can leave school and be done with school early and really enroll at Ohio State really, really quickly. Possibly next week during preseason camp, he could be there. Reading this word for word from the article that was written by Pete Thamel. Quote, Ewers is in a position academically where he could take one core English class online, graduate from high school early, and enroll and be eligible at Ohio State for the 2021 season. The family expects that course to be completed in time for him to take part in preseason camp, which begins August 3rd. The Buckeyes quarterback situation is wide open heading into the season, as none of the three scholarship QBs have thrown a college pass, end quote. I'm just throwing out the facts. I'm just throwing out there what's being thrown at me. And here is a quote right from the article from Quinn Ewers that he said in a phone interview on Wednesday while discussing this situation. Quote, I don't really know. I don't have a final decision made quite yet. I am leaning toward leaving and going up to Ohio just so I don't have to deal with the UIL stuff and can get comfortable with Ohio and Columbus and start to learn, end quote. Is this a sign of things to come down the road? Will Quinn Ewers will leave Ohio State or not play in a bowl game to protect or to make more money down the road when it comes to him possibly starting at Ohio State and him having a chance to go to the NFL? Is this a sign of down the road Quinn Ewers leaving, not playing a bowl game, which that is a talk of the town so much during bowl season? I don't know. I have no idea. Does he start when the playoff expands? I don't know. Does he skip the playoffs to protect himself and not win a national championship? I don't know. I don't know. But it sure seems like the money is a motivating factor here. If I am Quinn Ewers, just the money is enticing. However, I want to make this, and I'll make some more opinionated statements in the very next segment. You only get one. See my finger if you guys are watching on YouTube or WKYC.com. You only get one senior season, one senior year of high school. Just one. Money is great. You'll be able to make money. There's a good possibility he'll be able to make a lot of money. But you don't know what's going to happen next, and I would be very, very careful, about the move that is made. I want to leave you right there with that. When we come back from this quick break, we're going to talk about the logical path for Quinn Ewers if he does what he is leaning to do, which is not play football at South Lake Carroll right now, and enroll at Ohio State 4 months earlier than expected. But first, check this out. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand the warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. If this is your first time listening or watching the podcast, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, Jay wants to say welcome back. The podcast is back to our regularly scheduled five day a week scheduling and programming here for Locked On Buckeyes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So make sure you subscribe to the Odyssey app or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your fine podcasts. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, or if you go to WKYC.com, check back every single day so you don't miss a beat. The possibility of a high school athlete leaving school, high school early, never ever crossed my mind. Well, it did cross my mind. I just didn't think it would come as quickly as it did. But it's a possibility that not just Quinn Ewers, but other athletes will skip their senior season, take one quick online class, and then enroll at the school of their choosing that they commit to play whatever collegiate sport that they can or that they choose to make more money than they would if they were still in high school. I did hear, the name escapes me, but this is not the only player in the state of Texas that is not playing a senior season of football, looking to what can happen in college. There is a young man in Texas, the name escapes me. He is not playing his senior year of football. Still going to be at school, but not playing football his senior year to protect his body to play college football. I believe he's going to the University of Texas. Don't quote me on that, but he's a Texas kid, Texas high school athlete, running back, who has had a lot of carries, but he's not playing to protect himself and his investment for the future. So that's his decision. This for Quinn Ewers, this is him, his parents, his mom, his dad, the people that are around him that are advising him in this matter. This is the decision that they are helping him make. With that in mind, it makes me wonder, what is a logical or a wise decision for Quinn Ewers if he decides to forego his senior year of high school, not just a season, senior year of high school, and enroll at Ohio State and be at fall camp, which starts next Tuesday? Yes, in just a few days. Today is the 29th. Next Tuesday is August the 3rd. Do the math. Count them up. Count those days. They're not that far away. We'll be at fall camp next Tuesday. And you know what? When it comes to Quinn Ewers, everybody going to listen. Well, I try not to do this. But if a lot of people you listen to will say, well, Ohio State quarterbacks, their quarterback situation, there's never been a guy. There's no guy on the roster that has never There is no guy on the roster that has thrown a collegiate pass. And oh, my goodness, the quarterback situation, they got all these five stars. They got four stars. They have all these athletes. They have so many guys that can throw the football, but we've never seen them do it. Isn't Ryan Day stressed out? Isn't Ryan Day a little uneasy? Isn't Ryan Day a little losing sleep a little bit at night? I don't know what Ryan Day is doing, but all I know is this. Ohio State will be just fine. But if Quinn Ewers does entertain the thought to come to school early, if he does entertain the thought to come to school early and be at fall camp next Tuesday, will he get thrust into the quarterback competition right away day one? Will he be thrust right into the QB room and kill everything? How quickly will he learn the playbook? How quickly will he be acclimated and get used to Mick Mariotti's workout program? How quick will he get used to and really understand the feel and the temperature of the locker room and knowing how to interact with this individual or that individual? How quickly will all of this happen? These are things that I believe we need to think about and we need to discuss, because if I'm a person on the team, let me change this. If I'm a quarterback in this room, Miller, McCord, or Stroud, doesn't matter who it is. If I'm a QB in this room and this youngster from Texas comes in right now and starts taking my reps and we start seeing some favoritism from him and he ain't even lost his black stripe yet, but all of a sudden he's getting my reps, I am upset. So Corey Dennis and Ryan Day, they have a tough task. They have a big task. Probably something they never thought would happen when they took over as Ryan Day head coach, Corey Dennis QB coach. You got a lot on your plate. Kevin Wilson, OC, a lot on your plate. But you know what I like and know what I think? Ohio State will be A-okay. Quinn Ewers, I think the ideal thing for him in this situation, if he enrolls early, Quinn Ewers, I believe, should redshirt no matter what. You're not going to lose your black stripe within the first week. You're not. No. Your body is not ready. JT Tuimoloa hasn't lost his black stripe yet. So you think you're going to come in and lose your black stripe before JTT? It's possible. I'm not saying it's not. But JTT committed on the 4th of July. You're not sure if you're going to be at school next week. Let that sink in for you. We've already seen JTT in jersey number 44. If you go to the Twitter or the Instagram, you've seen those pictures. There's maybe a video. You've seen that there. But Quinn Ewers, we don't know if you're going to be at school next week. So if Quinn Ewers does come to school next week and go to preseason camp at Ohio State, you know what I think is wise for him, the ideal thing? Redshirt this year. I think that's the best path. And with the new rules that the NCAA put down, I believe prior to the 2019 season, Quinn Ewers can play up to 4 games and use this year as a redshirt year. But keep in mind, one, he's a newcomer. Two, you got guys that have been there for a couple of years. One that's been there all summer long. McCord, who's been there, was in the spring. So if he comes in and let's just say somebody goes down and they need somebody to come in really, very quickly, or they're going to put Quinn Ewers in over Miller or McCord or Stroud, whoever QB2 is, I don't know. I hope not. I don't think so. Quinn Ewers, redshirt this year. And then going into the 2022 season, compete for the starting role. I still think he'll be behind the eight ball. I think he'll be in the competition. I think he'll be behind the eight ball because whoever the starter is, hopefully starts 12 regular season games, plus one for the Big Ten championship, plus one for the semifinal round of the playoff, plus one for the national championship round of the playoff, the 15 games versus starting zero. Hopefully the starter lasts all that time. No injuries, none of that happening. So I think Quinn Ewers, redshirt, compete, and don't leave. Don't. I think staying here and competing for that role is the wisest thing for him, a guy that's been touted and has been so talked up and so hyped up. And I'm a person, I like to evaluate things. I don't know what Quinn Ewers is going to be at Ohio State. Let me slow down. I said that kind of fast. Jay Stevens has no idea what Quinn Ewers is going to be at Ohio State. You know what? Nobody else does it. We can speculate. I think he'll be good. I think he'll do this. I think he'll do that. But until he steps on the field, nobody, once again, nobody has an idea about what this young man will do when he gets on the football field at Ohio State. You know what else? I was watching a little basketball on YouTube today, and I was watching something, and Charles Barkley was talking about, no, it was a couple days ago. He was interviewed by Ahmad Rashad. And Charles Barkley was talking about how there was this kid, he's really black, and he could jump higher than everybody else. He could run faster than everybody else. He could shoot better than everybody else. He's the best person I've ever seen play basketball. This was Charles Barkley talking about Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan ever played in the NBA. As hyped up as Michael Jordan was, he was the number one. He was not the number one pick in the NBA draft in 1984. And Michael Jordan was not somebody that I think even the people that were hyping him up ever thought would be what Michael Jordan was. I think Quinn Ewers can be good. How good will he be? I don't know. That's TBD to be determined. However, we don't know. But if Quinn Ewers does enroll early, redshirt, buddy. I think redshirting should be the only thing on his mind right now. Yeah, make your money. If you want to make the money and make the millions, go right ahead. Do it. It's legally available for you to do so. But redshirt and then compete for that starting role in 2022. If you don't get it, keep working. Work for 2023. 2024, whatever the number is, because you got McCord, you got Stroud, you got Miller. All of these guys are really, really good, and they're all competing for that number one spot this year, right now. Step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we will welcome in Brandon Simberg from BustingBrackets.com to help us prepare for the NBA draft and what to expect tonight when we may see Dwayne Washington Jr.'s name get called. But first, check this out. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contests. Information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device to sign up today. And when you do, make sure you use that friendly promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. And joining us now here on Locked on Buckeyes, once again, we've had quite a few shows with Brandon Simberg from BustingBrackets.com with us around the G League Elite Camp and the NBA Combine. He's back. The draft is today. This is Thursday. The draft is tonight. And Brandon Simberg is here to talk Dwayne Washington Jr.'s possibility of where he'll get drafted, if he'll get drafted, and everything in between. Brandon, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Yeah, like you said, the draft is today, and that's been consuming most of my summer, so I need to figure out a new hobby or something once this ends, but I'm doing well.
Glad to hear that. As you're assessing Dwayne Washington Jr. as a pro prospect, how does he stack up against the rest of this potential draft class?
I would say on my my big board, he's somewhere in like the mid-60s right now. So outside a player I would draft, but it's not a steep drop-off, I'd say, after like 55 to 70. So he's kind of in that mix of guys that I would maybe consider drafting at the end of the second round, but guys I would look to give a two-way contract to start their career in the G League with. So I think whether he gets drafted or not, he's certainly in that mix, and he should be in a good position to get himself a two-way contract.
Transitioning from the college game, which is different than the pro game, as he transitions there, what do you like about his game that translates, and what are some dislikes about his game as he goes to the pros?
So I think my biggest question with Washington is, what will he look like in a new role? You know, at Ohio State, he kind of had to be the guy with the ball in his hands all the time and making plays for others and doing things like that. And, you know, it yielded mixed results. Like, some games Washington was really good and he was unstoppable and one of the best guards in the Big Ten. And in some games he was inconsistent. So what happens when you maybe take him off the ball and play him next to a true point guard and he gets less reps? Like, will he become more efficient, which I think is certainly a possibility, or will he have a tendency to maybe take bad shots and not adjust to his role? So I think what I like is that I haven't seen him in this smaller role yet, and I think that that's what could be good for him. But something I'm still concerned about is how consistent of a shooter is he. You know, he looked good in Chicago at the G League Elite Camp and NBA Combine, but is he going to be that guy moving forward, or will he be the Washington he was at Ohio State, which was struggling with inconsistencies at times?
What about his defense? I mean, I know NBA defense, some people say it's not there. Some say it's not there in college, depending on what you're looking like. His defense, what do you see from him on the defensive side of when he's on defense?
Yeah, defense absolutely matters. And I think Washington has good size for a guard. You know, he's going to be able to guard point guards and maybe shooting guards that aren't ginormous. So right away, you do have some positional versatility. I think he tries hard on that end, which, again, doesn't seem like a ton. But like you just said, people question how hard people play defense in the NBA. And I know if I'm putting Dwayne Washington on the floor, that guy's going to compete. So that's two things right there. I think he's got pretty quick hands, pretty good feet. He's a good communicator. He seems engaged. And so all those things, like, even though he's not a physical specimen that is going to be blocking shots like, you know, EJ Liddell at Ohio State or anything, or a steel magnet, he'll be able to stick defensively just because of his size and the fact that I think he cares and that matters.
It does matter. And I'm curious, because I know you've been doing a lot of draft stuff and he's in the 60s. What separates him from 55 to 65?
I think that it's a very short window.
Okay.
I could go a bunch of different ways. I look at the guys kind of in my late 50s. Some of them are a bit younger with more upside. You know, if I'm going to use that pick on a player who might not make the NBA anyway, why wouldn't I swing for the fence? You know, Washington's obviously a little bit older, not as athletically gifted. So I think the fact that I have some college guards that were, you know, more veteran and more experienced and more proven. And if I want to put someone at the end of my rotation, maybe I go with someone a little more proven. But he's also not super young and a super sexy upside pick. So maybe that's where he could fall out of the top 60.
Yeah, we talked earlier, and I have always been one when it came to Junior, as I call him here on the podcast. I thought he should have stayed in school. I know that he could be on the outside looking in. He could be on the inside and getting drafted. I don't know how he translates. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he gets a 5-6 year career at least in the NBA. I'm just not sure what route these NBA executives are looking at for him, because the pro game is completely different. If you watch pros versus college, the speed of the game, the strength, the size of these players, it's completely different than college. There were times that he struggled with the ball in his hands. There were times that he went off at the end of the season, Big Ten champion, Big Ten conference tournament. He went smooth off. I don't know which version these NBA executives think they're going to get, the guy that goes off when it's needed or the guy that's a little inconsistent, more of a volume scorer, volume shooter. I'm just not sure. But one thing I've noticed, Brandon, about Junior, whether he improved his play throughout the season was his use of angles. And I know with kind of getting around defenders and cutting and planting his foot and knowing how to use his angles on cutting and driving to the basket, that's one thing that I think you can't really teach in basketball. But you can try, but sometimes it's hard to learn the angles as a basketball player. That I don't know if you see that the same way I do, but that might be a way that he can translate and to solidify a spot on the NBA roster.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you said, you can't teach that. You kind of need to have this natural basketball instinct. And Washington comes from a basketball pedigree. I believe I'm not sure if his father played in the NBA, but I know he has a really good relationship with former Los Angeles Lakers guard Derek Fisher. So Washington has been kind of trained and mentally prepped to be a professional basketball player his whole life. And you see that some of the things he does are a little more advanced, at least mm-hmm. they were at the college level. Mm-hmm. So I think when you draft a guy like Washington, you're not concerned about his character or whether or not he's going to be a locker room problem, because this is a guy that has been around professional basketball players for a while now and knows how to handle himself. And I think that's something that'll help him. And even if it's not to get drafted, I think that'll help him get a two-way contract.
What's more likely? Last question for you. The two-way contract, him being on the outside and being G League only, or him getting drafted and being NBA only?
So I will say, even if he does get drafted, in his range, he could still be a two-way contract.
Yes.
So I would rule out that he's going to be on a guaranteed deal just from everything I've read. I don't think he's going to have to do some time in the G League. I do think he'll earn a two-way contract, though. There's a fair number of spots available for those players. The combine does matter, and he was one of the best players at the G League Elite Combine, and then he showed he belonged at the NBA one. So I think that Washington will earn a two-way contract, which means he'll have some days next year where he'll be in the NBA. Now, whether that's actually getting in games or just practicing, that means he's at least around an NBA team. So I think Washington could earn a two-way contract tonight at the draft.
I sure hope so. I know but many Buckeye fans listening are going to be following along with the draft, maybe latter part of the draft, because they know there's more second round when he'll be drafted later in the evening. But Brandon Sandberg is back. I'm glad he's here with us. Brandon, like you've done before, if you could let everybody know, they can catch you on Twitter in case you want to follow along as you're going through the draft on Thursday or tonight. And if you could let them know where they can catch some of the articles you're writing as well.
Yeah, so I'm going to be live tweeting thoughts about the draft. So you can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Sandberg. And then I plugged all my pre-draft content from our site, Busting Brackets. So you can find that thread on my feed. If you're just looking for a way to read up on the draft, right before the night of the draft. And then you can also read me at the Daily Illini, the student paper newspaper for University of Illinois. The fall is coming up, so college sports are going to be back on my agenda. So I'll be writing about Illinois and the Big Ten. So that's where you can find all my stuff.
I know you were happy. I can't go anywhere without saying this. I know you were happy when Kofi Coburn announced he was coming back.
Yeah, I've been a college basketball beat writer for 2 years now. And I was in Illinois last year, and I was in Maryland the year before. And the teams I've been covering have never once been ranked outside the top 25. Maryland was ranked the whole year 2 years ago. So this year, so once Kofi came back, I expect him to keep that streak alive.
I sure hope so, Brandon. This has been fun. Thank you for coming back here on Locked On Buckeyes, man. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me, Jay.